In 1954, Jews and Jewish communities all over the United States were celebrating the 300th anniversary of Jewish life in America. And Phoenix was no exception. So I was asked if I could do something to help with the celebration. And I wrote a pageant which we call To Be Free. And it was produced at the Phoenix Union High School Auditorium. It was the only large place available at the time. And I thought the best thing that it produced was a unity in the community that no other event had ever really brought about, because it drew from every part of the city, from every profession, from every business person, from the different synagogues and temples. They came to audition, they came for the tryouts. I was new in the community then. I didn't, a lot of people I didn't know. I knew some. I knew some of the young women who had been actors in my days as a director for the junior council were grown-up men and women now, and they participated. Bess Ozeran was one, and Jan Ozeran, and Dorothy McKellar, of course, she did not go back to those early days, but herself a very prominent and active member of the community, and countless others. But they were cast on the merit of their tryouts, every one of them. I had a very lovely, I had a lovely young woman who unfortunately died not very long after this event, Lois Schreiber. She was my executive producer. And the very heart of this whole project was the magnificent Hadassah Chorus, which had been organized and directed by Lida Bell Guberman. And I made this the Greek chorus, in a way, out of whom everything else radiated.
Oh, well, that...
And there were about 110 people altogether in this project, and I had written no parts for children. It hadn't occurred to me that the children would be interested or might be too difficult, but when the parents came home and were rehearsing their parts and prompting one another, the children wanted to come in too. They usually learned the parents' parts before, so I began writing in children, and I had young Bruce Gross. Yes, I had both of the Bruces, and Joy Frank's little daughter, and I can't remember them all, but they were all great. They were great little actors.